My name is Ronnie Crook. I'm living at 5535 North Lincoln, the Apache Motel, and I've been here for 4 or 5 years.
Okay, my name is Tony Sales. I'm at 5611 Lincoln Avenue at Oh My Motel, and I've been here almost 2 years, and I've been working here almost a year and a half now.
Okay, my name is Don Jackman, and I'm living at the Star Motel on Lincoln Avenue, and I have been here approximately 5 years now.
Well, I went through a divorce about 8 years ago, and then I met a girl that I grew up with, and we decided we'd get married, and we had an apartment and stuff, but we were both working, and we didn't need a big apartment and stuff, so we decided, why not move in one of the hotels? So we checked out a lot of them, and this seemed the best, so that's how we wound up here.
I was staying in an apartment building over on Berwyn and Winthrop, and they were remodeling the buildings. And if you walk over there now, you see that mostly all the buildings over there are condos, and that's what they did to one of the buildings we were living in. And at the time, we couldn't find an apartment to stay in right there and then. So we ended up moving in the hotel, hoping that we'd have been to move down to another apartment in a little time. And we ended up staying in the hotel longer than we wanted to.
Basically, I've been driving a cab for about 8 years up until the present, and to have gotten here, I got sick probably about 5 years ago. I had a stomach problem for a short period of time, and I wasn't able to drive as much as I needed, and fell behind on my rent at the apartment that I had, and was evicted. I can't drive a cab 24 hours a day, and I'm certainly not going to live in one. And so I moved out here.
It's a one big room with a king size bed. Got two tables on each side of the bed. Got a very nice dresser, color TV, air conditioning, private bathroom, refrigerator.
A toaster oven, surprisingly, is a unique item in terms of you can bake in it. You can do an awful lot of things. I can broil a steak, and I guess I cooked meatloaf and things like that once upon a time.
My wife's got her stuff up here, her little Easter basket, which is a joke between us. She always hollering, you don't buy me jewelry, so I bought it as a joke. Then she's got her stuffed animals. It's very nice. Carpet. I got chairs right out on the little balcony, which you open the door and sit out there. You get a nice breeze.
Well, it's small. It's small for six people to be in and two beds, you know. Sometimes my youngest daughter, she's 3 years old, she sometimes sleeps in the bed with me, and my other three kids will be in the other bed. That's so we even out the space a little bit.
The walls kind of climb in on you from time to time, but maybe the rooms on one side where are more glamorous, so to speak, where they have more mirrors and things of that nature, and there's water beds and things of, you know. Myself, I'm not interested in all of that. All I want to do is get some sleep when I come in here.
I got cable television. I got central air. I got free parking. I got everything I need. It's just easy. This is home to me.
Daytime, I clean the rooms, I do the room service, I fix everything for door chains, door locks, plumbing, flushing toilet stools, everything, you name it, putting people out, security, I do it all, I'm everything.
Oh, I'd rank myself at the top, very near the top of the best cab drivers in the city of Chicago. And I say that in terms of knowledge of the city.
Work at a restaurant during the day from 11 to whenever I get tired, usually about 4 or 5. It's a Chinese restaurant called Far East. I do delivery, and I help out in the kitchen and a little bit of everything. Then I have a night job. I sit in the office and collect all the money from people who come and redeem their cars. I sit behind bulletproof glass and have the dogs, and I'm the bad guy that takes all everybody's money.
I replace plenty windows in this hotel. Lots of them. And that's every once a month I'm replacing windows, replacing doors, hedges on the doors from being kicked in by the police. 9 times out of 10, they come out with somebody when they taking them to jail.
I guess I've seen the police in and out of here from time to time. I mean, with the situations the way it is, I mean, anybody that rents a room, you never know exactly what they are and who they are and what's going on and exactly what their plans for the evening or whatever are.
Somebody OD'd while the lady and the baby was in the room too, and the guy overdosed and died. And I went over there and took a pulse. I looked and saw, noticed the guy was dead, but I didn't tell the lady that. I come back down to the office and I called the ambulance. I've been in penitentiary twice, and you know, I've been shot. I done lived it, you know. So, you know, it's over with. You know, it's been over with for, I've been out of gang life about 8 years now. I've been, man, I ain't sold drugs about that long, too. I ain't been in a joint since 93, about 7 years. So I ain't been back to jail since. So that's my commitment right there. That's my main commitment. You know, I can't go back to jail. I can't have my kids out here like that.
When I was younger, I was rowdy. I spent 3 years in the Army. I went through the whole 2 kids in the house and this and that. And I don't do drugs. I don't drink. Well, I take that back. On Sundays, I go out and have a couple. I'm not going to lie. But I'm not no alcoholic, and I'm no drug addict. I don't even drink coffee or smoke cigarettes. So, you know, there's decent people here. They're just normal, everyday people.
Hey, I'm just a plain, ordinary, blue-collar working man that needs a place to stay at the present time. Everybody that uses a motel up and down Lincoln Avenue is not a junkie, is not a prostitute, is not chasing up and down trying to be a transit in and out of the place. So, I mean, they do serve a purpose. At the same point in time, everybody cannot live on the Gold Coast. Everybody, sometimes people do have problems in life. Yeah, and they need a place to stay.
I know they wanted a bigger police station and something else, a library or something like that, which I'm all for improvement. I've got nothing wrong with that. But I can't see forcing somebody out of business.
When I stop and think about that, I should have been out of here by this time, and I haven't accomplished it, or, you know, it kind of makes me sound like I'm one of the sorriest people in the world at the same time. So why should somebody like an alderman pay any attention to somebody like myself?
Well, I feel ashamed for the length of time that I've been here. I felt that I should have been out of here a long time ago. Yeah, I do feel that I shouldn't be here now. But it's just the way how it is. I'm here. You know? I just accept it and try to, you know, make it better. That's what my goal is.
I'm not the happiest camper to say I live in the Stars Motel, but at the same point in time, I'm not the most unhappy camper. I mean, there are worse places to be. There are places in the city of Chicago that I would not live.
Some of the people choose to live here. Like me, I could go, like I said, my father owns a 3-flat building. I own a house. I'm sure that I could find something. This is where I choose to be. This is I call it my home. And it's because I want to be here, not because I have to. But there are people that have to be, I guess, in these situations. And in my opinion, they should have somewhere to go. What, are you going to put kids on the street or make them sleep in a car? I mean, they don't think about this, but it could happen.
I would hope that no one would close down something so that I have nowhere to go, or I have to go start searching for some place again.
I'm still looking for an apartment. I'm still looking for me another job, too. You know, if it wasn't for the hotels, I don't know where I would be from here. I really want.
We're supposed to be the city of big shoulders here. That's one of the things that Chicago supposedly says, we're the city of big shoulders. Well, unfortunately, it's like I want to shrug my shoulder and get rid of a certain amount of people, and I only want the ones that come to town that got plenty of money to spend downtown. You know, what about the people that just live and work and service the people that live downtown or come to visit downtown?